It's bittersweet. It's a very nostalgic and emotional time. I actually have probably likely already birthed my last babies at Gosford Private earlier this week, and it was a very emotional experience for all involved.
That gap between the last day of deliveries today and the last day of maternity services being Monday is to allow mums and bubs to recover and, you know, have a bit of time to get back on their feet, so to speak. What happens if someone goes into labour today but the baby doesn't arrive for a day or two, which can happen, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, babies run to their own schedule. What I would say is there's been quite a bit of work looking at transitioning and how to best support, obviously, these vulnerable women at the moment. It involves, you know, conversations between the private and the local public hospital, but also there's some work around, some private midwives being able to help out those women who don't necessarily wish to be transferred for postnatal care.
ABC Central Coast, we're speaking with obstetrician Dr. Peter Skilbeck, who's a sad day today, really, having come to at the end of an era. How are things looking at Gosford Public to take up the slack?
It's a busy unit. There is a lot of work being done to try and help make the transition as smooth as possible for the women of our community. What I would say is that I think there's going to be a lot of, little hiccups and adjustments that will need to be made, and it's a work in progress. I'm hopeful, optimistic that it will be a process that, you know, continues to allow women to have some choice in our community, but obviously very disappointing that it'll be the only unit still open for births on the Central Coast as of Monday.
And we're so appreciative of you spending a bit of time with us because it's such an important thing. Rather disappointing for people caught up in this that the operators of Gosford Private Hospital, and I know a lot of people who work there, they're very fine health workers, and, you know, they're still going with many other operations and specialties, but they won't lay it out on the table as to why. Have they done that with staff? I mean, can you let us know? Because we'd love to tell always love to tell both sides of a story. You know, there could be very legitimate reasons, but when they won't talk to you, it's hard to give that balance to our listeners.
Absolutely. Look, they had cited reasons initially that it was related to the declining birth rate, the increased cost of living, so people not being able to take up private insurance. Obviously, obstetrics is an area that requires the highest level of cover, and that there was also inadequate remuneration from the private insurers to the hospitals. Other than that, I am not aware of other reasons. They're sort of the reasons that have been quoted locally. They're also, I believe, the reasons that are contributing to this problem on a national level.
I think a lot of people, and talking to people in my cohort, we can afford hospital cover, basic hospital cover. That's what a lot of people are just opting for now. What does that cover these days? Obviously, you know, things like giving birth aren't included.
Absolutely. So you need pretty much the gold or top level of cover to be covered as a patient for obstetrics. And, you know, I'm by no means an expert in this area, but there's a lot of work that goes into providing an obstetric service. You need anaesthetists, you need obstetricians, you need midwives, and you need paediatric and neonatal support as well. So I think there'll be hopefully some work done and pressure from the government will need to occur in order to see what can be done to help achieve, I guess, continuing choice for women in the coming years.
What does this mean for obstetricians? What's your next move? Will you be staying on the coast? Do you know what is happening with your colleagues? Is it a big financial hit?
What I would say is I am a local. I've grown up here, so I'm not moving. But it does, mean that we are now having to work out of Gosford District Hospital to provide birthing services. I've got at least four other local colleagues who within our practice who will continue offering private birthing through Gosford. But, one of my colleagues who's been my mentor for a very long time, unfortunately, I think he actually will deliver his last baby on the Central Coast for the foreseeable future today. So we will lose some very skilled obstetricians and with that gynecologists as well.
So you've delivered your final baby at Gosford Private Hospital. Another doctor will be delivering the hospital's final bub. That's a milestone, really. It's, something that they can be talk about down the track. But do you know who that would be? I guess you can't say those sorts of things. It might be private and confidential. So
yeah, I'm not 100% certain. I know there are a few being born today, but I'm not sure. I'm not privy to the details of who the last baby will be.
Okay, I think we've got a mum lined up who's in that group. Who has given us permission to have a chat. Obviously, we'll make sure they've recovered and bring some flowers and things. All right, Dr. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Good luck with the new era. Dr. Peter Skilbeck there, a well-respected obstetrician here on the coast. She might have even delivered you, although maybe a bit younger. You sound very young. So,
I'm older than I sound.
So how old would the oldest baby on the coast that you, how old would that baby now be that you've delivered?
I believe the babies that were initially born on the at Gosford Private would now be about 33.
Oh, wow.
Would be my guess.
Some of them might be starting obstetrics.
Oh, let's hope so. Am I able, Scott, also just to give a shout out to the midwives in the unit? I just feel that from, Liz being nursing unit manager right down to the students we've had over the years, probably the most emotional part of the last birth for me was standing next to a midwife who's been working as a midwife for 45 years. And that was just, a really, really emotional moment. And these are a group of midwives who really need to be celebrated as well.
Hear, hear. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Peter Skilbeck there. ABC Central Coast, I guess that's life.